Welcome to One Trick Tony, a podcast where you can forget about your own problems and you can forget the name of the podcast and think about mine instead.
You really rattled you, didn't it?
Yeah, really. And I'll tell you for why. It's because I was like, I don't want to say the episode number there because I keep saying it twice. I keep saying, hello, welcome to episode blah of One Trick Tony, a podcast blah, blah, blah. Wow, it's episode blah. And I just like pretend I don't know it yet. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I like came in with this plan of attack where I wasn't going to say that I was going to go, hello, welcome to One Trick Tony. And I did that, but I went, hello, welcome to blah, and I just didn't say anything. But the reason that I was, the reason that I was excited, though, is that our podcast, my podcast, One Trick Tony, not One Trick Tony and Mason, my podcast, this podcast is old enough to have sex. It's 16. Wait, no, you can't have sex when you're 16 weeks old. We're not in Australia. So,
this hasn't gone well.
Should we start again?
How long did it take you to plan out the 16?
Well, 16 I just, no, so literally we just jumped on to Zoom. So, fuck, we were also just discussing how good it's going to be when we're not recording on Zoom anymore because for anyone playing at home, we are still recording in our self-isolated booths. So I'm at home in my studio. Payson's at home in his studio. And we haven't yet recorded. We have met in real life, but we haven't yet recorded an episode together in the same room. Mm. And we're talking about how fun that would be. But anyway, it was during that chat when we were like, oh, episode 16, it's hard to believe that this podcast has been going for 16 weeks. And I was like, oh, 16. It's just really gone downhill. Did I not say to you that I didn't want to record this today? Because we're recording on a different day. So we used to always record on Mondays. And then I said, I don't want to record on Mondays anymore because I'm never in a good mood on a Monday. I'm always so tired. So we changed it to a Tuesday. And then Dickhead, which is me, not Payson.
I mean, you need a bit of clarity. Yeah,
it's me. It's me. I pointed to me. Yeah, people understand.
That's true. Okay.
I could only get a hair cut. I could only get a hairdresser appointment on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, the 17th of November. And I'm very, very excited. My hairdresser listens to this. She loves it, Brickell. Anyway, she is only available tomorrow. So I said, guys, I don't want to be a diva, but can I please can we please record on a Monday? And then all afternoon I've been like, oh, God, I've got to do the podcast today. I'm really not prepared and I'm so tired. And this is what's happened. I've talked, like, this is the result. I should cancel the haircut and we should re-record this tomorrow. Maybe I'll just record at the hairdressers.
Oh, that could be fun. Are you looking forward to it?
I'm actually so excited. Like, I know that sounds really dumb. I think it's probably just a, like, little bit of normality, even though you have to wear a mask and stuff, which is fine. But I am so excited because I haven't had my hair done since, like, January.
Far out.
Yeah. Like, I know. It's atrocious, isn't
it? No, it still looks great.
Stop it. I've got a boyfriend. But I got my eyebrows done on the weekend, which was so exciting. Hadn't had those done since like June. So very exciting stuff, a pampering week. But anyway, so I was really fucking selfish and I decided to put my hair above the podcast and then I've
started off on it. It is something that a rich and famous person would do.
Oh, my God. Do you think so? I can't possibly record the podcast. Got to go and get my hair done. Oh, my God. I sound like Kylie Minogue. How is that the only celebrity that I can think of just then?
But also, I don't think Kylie Minogue's got, like, an English accent either.
Oh, she's Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Who's English? Hugh Grant. What? What? What is wrong with me? Kylie Minogue and Hugh Grant, how are they the only actors that I could think of? Who else is English? Julia Roberts. Nope, she's American. Helen Mirren.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
She's English. Ew, I've just got to get my hair done, so I can't possibly record One Trick Helen Mirren today. That's what her podcast would be called. I can't do Toni Collette, One Trick Toni, because she's Australian.
Mm.
Is there any Australian English females called Toni?
Australian English?
No, just English. I fucked up. Just English. Sorry. Don't call me out like that. Just English. Just English. This is so awful. I think we should start again. Oh.
Here we go.
No, it's English.
Nah, it's not looking good, to be honest.
I would be willing to extend it to English males.
Are we looking at just I, or do you want Y as well?
No, it doesn't matter, because it just has to sound like it. Yeah.
Ah, sure.
Just has to sound like, because that's how puns work. They just have to sound like the word. It's all right, you'll learn. Comedy's really hard to understand. Some people aren't natural born comedians. Like me. Not today, though. Only on Tuesdays.
This is very difficult to find an Toni Robinson.
Toni Robinson, who's that?
English actor, comedian, author, television star, presenter.
A male?
Yep. Okay. Oh, he's a sir, 74 years old.
Oh my God. I reckon I could be it. What are you if you're a woman? A madam? A ma'am? A mistress? Can women be knighted? Is that a thing? Oh my God, I've just hit my move goal on my Apple Watch.
Oh, great. It's a knighthood. The equivalent of a knighthood is a damehood.
So I would be Dame, like Judi Dench.
Yeah.
Dame Toni Lodge. Dame Toni Louise Lodge. What do people get knighted for? Like saving kids? Like good careers?
Yeah, contributions to society. It's always...
Oh, I'm not going to get it for that. There's just no way.
Yeah, you're going to have to save someone.
Oh, I could save you.
From?
Whatever situation you feel comfortable from. Maybe if you were in a burning building, I could run in and rescue you. We would do it in like a controlled environment, so you wouldn't get hurt.
Okay.
We'd have to, legally. We'd get some insurance money out of it, though, if you're willing to sacrifice yourself.
How much? Like, are we just talking all of me or just a hand?
You would be dead, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. But Grace could have the money, your girlfriend. Actually, she wouldn't get it because you've only been together for like 5 days, so your mum would probably get it.
I don't think you'd get a damehood either if I passed away.
Oh, true, actually.
If I died, it's just like, well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's just a thing that's happened. That doesn't mean I would
also,
be a dame.
You're gonna have to, I reckon if for you to get a damehood, you'd have to rescue someone. You'd have to rescue. It'd be pretty suspicious, but I reckon you'd have to do it probably 5 times before you're going to get a damehood.
5 rescues?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not doing that. Don't you think that damehood sounds like a bit sexual?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a
pull
weird...
Pull back my damehood. You know, like, it's just, like, a bit gross. Not gross. The human body is amazing. Love vaginas, but, like, like, let's check out under the damehood, if you know what I mean. Like a mechanic would say, like, let's check under the hood. No. I don't know. I just thought maybe, but if you don't reckon that's cool, it's fine.
It's all right.
When I woke up.
Oh, you have to be nominated, by the way.
Oh, by who?
Other
rescuers?
Anyone can be nominated to receive a knighthood or damehood as long as they meet the Queen's honour criteria for the award.
What's the criteria?
Okay, so.
Yep, I'm ready.
You need to have made a major contribution to the country at a national or international level. Your work and achievements will be viewed as an inspiration to others, and they may have influenced their peers, the industry or nation through their sustained, outstanding commitment to their chosen area.
I reckon I already meet those criteria, to be honest. I reckon I could apply now. Should we fill in the form?
How do I nominate someone to be knighted? Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to provide the Cabinet Office with all the relevant details of the nominee's achievements. Two letters of support with your nomination. These must come from people who have experienced the nominee's achievements firsthand and been able to talk with enthusiasm about their work. You cannot resubmit nominations year on year until you get the result you want. Once the nomination has been considered, it will not be reconsidered until a minimum of 2 years have passed. There you go.
Well, I mean, for the recommendations, we could just send them a review of this podcast.
Yeah. I mean,
that would be fine. That's easy. Easy. And then, obviously, my contributions speak for themselves.
Mm.
I think that we could enter. But you would have to nominate me, so would you feel comfortable doing that?
Yeah, I'll nominate you. Absolutely.
Yeah, I reckon we do it. I reckon we put me up. But you know what? You know what really sucks is that... So, like, who has been knighted? Like, Dame Judi Dench, like, Bob Geldof, Elton John, you know, famous. They're famous. So, when you're talking about their contributions, like, contributions to the arts, yes, like, but they've got a leg up because they're famous. Of course they're going to get it because she's going to go, I would love some, the Queen, like Liz, she's going to go, of course I want some free tickets to Elton John when he's in town. Yeah, I'll fucking knight him so that, like, I'm right sitting on top of his piano when he comes to London next. You know, I just don't really agree with that. What's she going to do? Yeah, let's knight Tony because I get to sit on, like, a podcast recording? No. Everybody that is listening to this podcast thinks that they're the only person listening. That's the amazing thing. Hello. I was going to say a name, but then I thought that'd be too weird. Imagine if you were listening to a podcast.
It.
Yeah. Imagine if you were listening to a podcast and you heard like, hello, Mason.
Yeah.
I mean, that's happening right now. But if you weren't you.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a very common name. So, if I heard that in a podcast, people, like, picked one name to say and it was Tony, I'd be like, oh! And I, like, don't think anything's a coincidence. I reckon everything means something. So, I'd be like, oh, we're meant to be married.
Like, no matter who it was. Yeah. Weird if it's not your name, though. Just in the... They're just saying random names.
But you just wouldn't think about it then.
You reckon?
You'd just be like, oh, they haven't said my name. I don't know. I don't know what you would do. Well, everybody that's not called Mason, which is what I just said, or hello, Stephanie, everyone that's not called Stephanie, tell us how that made you feel. Let us know in the comments below. It's really hot in Melbourne at the moment, right?
Oh.
So fucking hot.
Mm.
Which I absolutely love. I actually really, really like hot weather because cold weather, even though it's really nice to have an excuse to, like, stay inside and just watch TV or cook or, like, you know, be warm, I really, really like the hot weather because it makes me feel so opposite of depressed.
Sure.
Like, as soon as it's sunny outside, I just feel invigorated. You know when you wake up in the morning and it's sunny, you just like, oh, I just want to do stuff because it's so beautiful. I actually had that swimming feeling this afternoon before we started recording this.
Really?
You know when you just get that feeling of like being in the ocean? Like you just wish that you're in the ocean?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I was near a beach.
Yeah. Same far vibe? From the beach?
Well, I'm not near the beach.
Well, am I? Not really.
Not really, no.
Oh. Well, I guess I wish I was near the beach. But you know when you just like want that feeling of like the ocean just like washing over you?
Mm.
And that like really cold, like oceany water? I really felt like that today. I haven't had it yet. Maybe I'll go after this.
That'd be lovely. I mean, I did see a meditation on Chris Hemsworth's I think they actually
what
posted.
Can he do? Yeah.
Well, meditating in the sea, just sitting like in the rocks, in the rock pool area, and it was just the water, like you were saying, just washing over him.
Oh, maybe he influenced me and I forgot I saw that and it just made me feel like that. But you know, when you just like really want to swim.
Mm. Well, I get it with I feel like it's definitely like it's a temperature. As soon as you feel like this hot, you just want to be able to jump into.
Yeah. And you just want your, like, because you know when you jump into a pool or into the ocean or whatever, and you literally feel your body temperature like take a nosedive, and it's like such an amazing feeling. Mm. Yeah, I love that. I wonder if that's because I grew up with a pool. So I've always been super privileged of being able to be like, I can just run into the backyard and go swimming. Like it would literally not even be summer yet and we would be swimming already. So maybe I really miss that. But yeah, today I just like, it's like not too hot outside at the moment. It's maybe like a balmy 23, 24 and it's just like perfect like sitting outside weather. Mm. Anyway, it's really fucking hot at the moment. And at nighttime, I can't sleep without a doona on. Like, so it doesn't matter how hot it is. Like, I have to. So, I've talked about this before that Torbs and I, my fake producer boyfriend, he and I both have like a queen doona, like full doona each. We can't share. And during summer, it doesn't matter how hot it gets, but I have to sleep with a doona on. I think it's an anxiety thing that I'm just so scared of like not having protection. I can't sleep with just a sheet. Like, it has to be a doona.
Sure.
Oh, my God. Sorry. My body just got stressed. I was talking about being hot. Anyway, and so I've been, like, sleeping really shit because Also, the flip of that, I don't know if you're the same, but even during winter when it's literally 2 degrees, I've got the fan on.
Oh.
Yep. It doesn't matter how hot or cold it is. I've got a fan and a doona on.
Really?
Yep. Like, does not matter how hot, does not matter how cold. I've got a fan and a doona.
Does a window replace that?
So anxiety. No, okay. I can't do it. Yeah. I love sleeping with the window open, but I'm just too scared that someone will crawl in and kill me. I live on, like, the fourth floor.
A lot of crawling to do.
Yes. But imagine.
Yeah.
And then what am I going to do? Wake up, someone's crawled in and I'm dead. And I go, well, I should have listened to myself in that podcast.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't even think that's very common. Like, I don't think that's something that happens. You know how, like, when you're scared of flying and there's always someone that says, like, oh, you know that you're, like, 25.6 times more likely to die falling out of bed than you are in a plane crash or whatever?
Mm.
You know how that's a can you please Google that? I wonder if that's actually true.
Is it falling out of bed? It's definitely driving cars. More dangerous falling out of
bed
than bed. Flying.
My art teacher, Mr. Smoker, told me that in like year 4.
Really?
Year 7, actually. Sorry. Yep.
Okay. So, there is a 1 in 2 million chance of you dying from falling off a bed or chair.
Hang on, let me write this down. 1 in 2 million.
1 in 2 million.
Of bed or chair.
Bed or chair, yep.
Yeah.
And taking into account the odds of dying in a plane crash are 1 in 11 million.
Fuck me, isn't that high?
I know.
Low, sorry. Wow.
Well, yeah. But also, here you go.
What's the car?
I'll Google it, but here you go. Here's a good one.
Okay.
1 in 685,000 chance of drowning in a bath.
1 in 685,000.
Yep.
That's too much. That's too many people drowning in a bath.
I know. How crazy is that?
Holy fuck. So if that's 1 in 685,000 people dying from drowning in a bath. 1 in 685,000 people drowning in a bath, which unfortunately I assume includes like children, which is horrible. But there's what, 8 billion people in the world?
Yeah.
7.8? What's 7.8 billion divided by 685,000?
$11,386.
Out of the population that exists right now, 11,386 people of those are going to die from drowning in the bath.
It's
That's
not good,
fucking
is it?
Grim. That's not good.
Nah. Well, here you go. Here's here's another outrageous one.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, yeah, here you go. So, choking on food, 1 in 2,618.
That is also shockingly high.
How about this? This is another one.
Good way to go, though. You're eating, right? You're eating like, oh, right.
Yeah,
You're out for dinner. You're eating a delicious karaage chicken. You choke on it. There's a bit of cube in your mouth still. Not a bad way to go. I'm very sorry if there's anyone listening who has lost a loved one to choking on food. It sounds incredibly unsympathetic of me, but, you know, there's worse ways.
Yeah. Motor vehicle crash, 1 in 106 people. This is, by the way, this is across
fucked.
The US. The US in 2018.
This is the US. Okay.
This is the US in 2018.
That's 1 in 106. That is fucked.
Yeah. I mean, it really goes to show heart disease or cancer, 1 in 6 and 1 in 7.
1 in 7 for cancer?
Yeah. This is US. It's pretty outrageous, isn't it? Sunstroke, 1 in 7,770.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Do you know what's really fucked about that as well is that, like, obviously the American healthcare system is very different to ours, so we've got, like, public healthcare and Americans don't. I wonder if that's why their numbers are higher. Because if you get heart disease or cancer, like, there'd be a lot of people that don't have insurance and can't pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, like, lower socioeconomic areas where there's just, like, no support and people don't earn enough money to...
Crazy.
That's really fucking sad. This is so heavy, but I just am interested to know. So, you said that one in six people die from heart disease.
Yep.
What's the figure in Australia?
Okay. Death Australia.
I'm sorry, everyone. Oh, fuck. It's obviously higher based on the face that you just made.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Cardiovascular disease was the underlying cause of death in 41,800 deaths in 2018, which was 26% of all deaths in 2018.
Oh, my God. Do we have- is there a one
I want to see the chance, yeah, if we can get the one in how many. That's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, we could work it out from that. So, how many people are in Australia? What is it like?
How many are we at now?
Oh, we've had this
talk. Are we at 24, 25?
Because remember the other day I said, isn't there 4 million people in Australia and there's 8 million people in Melbourne? Like,
I think we might be 4 in Victoria. Yeah. We're at 25 million.
So, 25 million in Australia, and let's just assume that those numbers were the same in 2016. What did you say? How many people did you say died? 685,000.
Here you go. Heart disease represents 1 in 5 of all deaths.
1 in 5?
Yep. Kills one person every 19 minutes.
Oh my God. By the time this podcast is done, 3 people will have died. That's fucked. Nah, we can't. We've got to keep the podcast going so that people don't die. Wait, that's
hang on, no,
work.
We got to wrap it up. So
so that left people die. See everyone. See you next week. The podcast will be 17. It'll almost be allowed to drink. Oh, that's actually so depressing. We have to stop. Why have we done this to ourselves?
It's not good, is it?
I'm so sorry to everybody listening. That was fucking dark. Okay. All right. I'm throwing this envelope away with all those horrible statistics on it.
Far out.
Well, that's really shocking because I thought that
how
the numbers
get,
in-
How do we go from knighthood to that, by the way? Just
I said that it's really hot at the moment and that I didn't want to sleep with the window open in case someone crawled in the window and killed me. Well, apparently I don't have to worry about sleeping with my fucking window open because I'm going to die from heart disease.
Yeah, it's not good.
The silent killer. Oh, Oh my God. That's fucking rattled me. Anyway, very, very dark. I'm so sorry, guys. Fuck me. We are like 30 minutes into this podcast. One person's already died. And I can't.
It's coming up 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
What?
Isn't it 4 minutes?
Till the second one.
Yeah, yeah.
19? 19 times
2,
is that 31?
I thought they said 17.
Oh, I thought it was 19 minutes.
I think it's 17
minutes. I think we should forget about it because it's really dark. I'm so sorry. Actually, that might have been like really triggering for someone to hear. Was it 19?
Yeah,
okay. 19. Thank God I was right. I'm really sorry, everyone. That was so fucking dark. The reason I brought up... The reason I brought up how hot it's been lately is because I didn't sleep very well last night and I woke up with a note on my phone that said, podcast, how do you sleep? That's why. And we should just never, ever talk about it again. I was going to ask if you sleep on your side or your tummy. And then we were talking about these horrible statistics, which is not good. I feel so bad. I'm so sorry. That was so fucking dark. Oh.
Not good. No, I'm a side and back sleeper, but same thing. I cannot sleep when it's hot. The worst thing is, so we've only got one aircon for the whole house and we're downstairs. So luckily, like downstairs, it's colder.
Yeah.
And I shut all the windows during the day. So downstairs was like freezing and outside was like 30 degrees. But
I love it when it's freezing, like when it's too cold. Yeah. Yeah.
But like there's no aircon in this bedroom. And so just last night was just.
Yeah. Do you have like an oscillating fan, like a pedestal fan?
No. Nah.
Just go and get one. They're literally $12 from fucking Kmart.
Yeah.
They make so much difference.
Mm.
And actually, the other thing that I've been seeing recently on like Catch of the Day and stuff. You know that website where you get sick deals on dumb shit? sick deals on dumb shit. If they need me to be a spokesperson, I'm perfect for it. They do these like little portable air cons that you plug in. They've like USB power.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you just plug them in and they like.
Work.
They work, yeah. Excuse me. Well, anyway, that's all we've got time for today. Are you like, when you go to sleep, do you have like a certain routine when you get into bed? Are you like, I know that I'll fall asleep on my right-hand side or like, oh, I'm on my right-hand side. I haven't fallen asleep yet. I know that if I go onto my tummy, I'll fall asleep.
It's probably more, so I've always slept like I've been in a coffin, like just arms that like real oh, like-
Oh, that's so freaky.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's like that. And then with Grace, like I'm so particular. Like it's like if I have breathing in my ear, just if I can hear a breath, I'm so particular.
Oh, and that's so I didn't expect that from you because you're like quite easygoing. Like-
Yeah, but no, very, very pedantic when it comes to that. And so, like, if I'm on my side and I can hear breath, I'll roll over. So, yeah, I've got.
So yours is how much you can hear, not like how you fall asleep.
Yeah. If I can hear something, and like, so like the heat's one thing to piss me off.
Yeah.
But then if I have like another thing, like I really struggle to sleep properly.
So if like your family's watching TV or. There's people like talking outside or like a party next door or something, like can you not sleep through that? Or is it just if it's like right next to you?
Right next to me. It's so I can drown it out if it's further away, but if it's like if it's close, it's just
Does she snore?
Occasionally. Not a heap. I think well, because I always thought I didn't snore, but I had no one to tell me that. And so I snore a little bit as well.
See, but that's the worst because you go, yeah, I never snore. And then like a new boyfriend or girlfriend says like, yes, you do, bitch. Like that happened with Torbs and I was like, yeah, I don't really snore. He's like, you sound like a train. Like you fucking 100% snore. I snore when I'm really, really tired. Like really tired, but I don't snore that much, I don't think. But like the reason I ask about your like sleeping routine is because when I always have the TV on to go to sleep,
Really?
Yeah, because if there's no noise that I know is coming, I listen for noises that I don't know are coming. So sure. If the TV is not on, I hear like a creak 45 kilometers away. I'm like, someone's coming to get me. Like, I can't deal with it. So I always have the TV on, but I wear an eye mask as well. It's a lovely silk eye mask.
Oh, yes. Like the pillowcases, like the same.
Yeah. Same lovely. Thing. So like I've got like a little quilted eye mask, so I can't see anything, but it's just like white noise. But I have to watch like a TV show that I've seen a million times so that nothing unexpected comes up.
Mm.
So like I'll watch like the IT Crowd or The Office or The Inbetweeners or like Kath and Kim or something that I've watched like millions of times. Anyway, but I get into bed and I lay on my right side with my left leg like over. So I'm kind of half sure. on my tummy, but like I'm on my side. And if that doesn't work, I know exactly how long like I can lay there for. And if I haven't fallen asleep yet, then I go onto my tummy with my left leg up and my face to the right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then after I know that it's been too long and I haven't fallen asleep that way, then I turn my head back to the right, but I'm still on my tummy and my arm goes under the pillow. And if I haven't fallen asleep before I've gotten to there, I know that I'll be out like a light.
Really?
Yep.
So yep. What happens with the TV?
Oh, it just turns off after like half an hour or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like my iPad. Like I just set my iPad it's like on the lowest brightness on, and I always have it set on like night mode, so there's no blue light. Mm. And I really quiet, like the lowest volume. Sorry, fuck, I just didn't know what I was saying then. But yeah, so the first way on my right, the second way on my tummy to the right, and the third way on my tummy to the left. But if nothing else has worked, I know that on my tummy to the left that I'll be out straight away.
Really?
Yeah.
But you have to go through all the other steps to get there.
Yes. Yeah, OCD. Oh. So I can't just go straight there. And then if by some crazy Lord miracle I haven't fallen asleep in that position, which I think has happened like maybe 3 times, then if I lay on my back, I know I'll fall asleep because my body's like full asleep. She's angry. She's on her back. Yeah.
What are the how often are you getting to the stage where you're, you know, one arm is under the pillow and you're on the front?
Or maybe once a week.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like generally every Sunday I get there because Sunday night I find it so hard to go to bed early. So because I wake up at like 5 o'clock for work, my real job, not this one. This isn't a job. This is just fun. We just get to have fun and insult people. on a Sunday is really hard because I'll sleep in until like 9 or 10 o'clock, which is huge compared to waking up at like 4 or 5. And then Sunday night, it's so hard to go to sleep knowing that I have to wake up early again. So Sunday night, I always sleep awfully, which is why I was saying I didn't sleep very well last night because it's just hard to get back into the swing of things. But anyway, generally Sunday night, it takes me a while to get to sleep, but other nights I'm normally fine. Just because I wait, this is not interesting, eh? Oh my God. I'm just so tired by the time I get to, like some nights I'm sitting on the couch at 7 p.m. and I'm like, I've got to go to bed.
Mm.
But then there's some nights where I've done the exact same thing and it's 9:30 and I'm like, God, I really need to go to bed, but I'm not tired yet.
Yeah.
So boring. Yeah. I'm putting myself to fucking sleep. People listen to this and put themselves to bed. Yeah, my God.
Don't need the whole routine.
Yeah. Oh, God, listen to 40 minutes into One Trick Tony from the episode 16. Oh, isn't that the episode where she said all that horrible stuff? Yeah, it is. Anyway, what were you going to say?
I don't know.
Oh.
Don't know.
I know you don't watch much TV, but do you follow Auntie Donna? You know, the Australian comedians? Oh, my God, they're so fucking funny. So, it's like three guys, but there's, like, six of them, I think, that, like, write and produce and do all their audio and stuff. It's, like, three guys that do, like, sketches, and they've got a podcast, and it's way better than this one. And they just released a show on Netflix.
Oh, great.
It's called Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun. And it's like an Australian sketch show. And it's, I know you don't watch a lot of TV, but it's very funny.
It's worth watching.
Yeah, I really liked it. But I love Australian comedy. Like, a lot of people don't love Australian comedy, but like, have you, you don't watch much TV. Fuck, you're the worst. have you ever watched Please Like Me, the Josh Thomas show?
No.
Okay. Have you watched? No, it's not even worth it. Anyway, I love Australian comedy, like stuff like that. Actually, if you're listening and you've got any shows that you think I would like, can you let me know? Because I love Australian TV. I think that Australian comedy is just the worst of the three, but I love it. And the three being US, UK, and Australian. It's just so good.
Yeah.
There's just something about, like, the relatability of Australian comedy when people say something about, like, a 4 and 20 pie or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what, actually, though, watching the Auntie Donna
show? US has to be the worst, by the way, surely.
Do you reckon?
UK has to be funnier.
See, I love English humour. I really, really do. But I like American humor as well because – but I think we get conditioned to like it because all the movies we watch are American. Like,
yeah.
But I love English humor. Like I was talking about watching the IT Crowd before and the Inbetweeners, Black Books, Crashing, anything by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. She's actually the wallpaper on my phone. She's hilarious. Fleabag, obviously included in that. Oh, what other English TV shows are really good? Do you know what, though? Controversial. Mm-hmm. I prefer the US Office to the UK Office.
I've never seen the UK Office. Actually, to be fair, I haven't seen either of them. I've just watched snippets on YouTube.
Can you just not be shit? I just don't know why you don't like anything. I'm sorry, I don't want to talk about baseball. If anybody would like to talk to me about TV, that'd be great. Hit me up on Instagram. We can chat about TV because Payson doesn't like talking to me about TV.
I mean, well, we're watching Selling Sunsets on Netflix at the moment.
I mean, like, it's good trash, but it's not like you've got to put hard yards into being a TV person.
Mm.
Like,
more of a movie guy.
Okay, what's the last movie you watched?
So
you're not a movie guy. You're lying. You're a lying guy.
Probably like Oceans, baby.
Oh, we talked about that last week.
Last week?
Wait. I said to you, that was somebody else. I talked about it on the podcast about how I watched all of them in one weekend. Torbs and I watched all of them in one weekend.
Yeah, no, you told me about that.
Yeah. I told you about that. But then someone the other day, like a couple of weekends ago, said like, we're thinking about watching the Oceans movies. And I was like, Torbs and I recently watched all of them and then watched Ocean's 8. And then they said, I might watch Ocean's 8. And I was like, Ocean's 8 isn't as funny unless you've watched all of them because you don't get all the jokes. Anyway, it wasn't you. It was someone else. Doesn't matter. fuck.
Are we 45 minutes in now?
I fucking hope it's the end. I want to go home. 41. We've only got like 20 minutes to fill. We can figure that out. Do you know what I
We haven't played the Scattergories game yet either.
Oh yeah, I know. I picked up the dice and then I was like, I feel like we're too far gone. The thing that I was going to say about Auntie Donna though is that like, so they all just started writing all this comedy together and like making skits and putting them on Facebook and stuff and like making Facebook videos. It made me so jealous. I want to be an actor, I think.
Really?
Yeah, like a comedy actor.
That'd be fun.
I would love that. That'd be so fun.
I don't know if they do. They don't really do it with. I guess they sometimes do, but just like really getting into the set, like you know how you like there's a set and it helps. Like it's built out and everything. Like it's this real fake world that they've made. Okay, not just me. I love that. Like just.
Nah, I get what you mean. Yeah, it's like very surreal that they've like that an idea that someone's had is created for people to see it. Yeah, no, I get that.
But you're also on like the. I feel like the. I mean, it's probably not that great because it's like green screened and it's in like a studio. But I feel like the sets would be very cool.
I think it would be really cool to really like transform yourself. But also, like, really take yourself there. Like, you'd instantly be in character, when you were on the set.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Kind of like how we don't do that when we sit down to record this podcast. Yeah, it just looks so fun. And they're just, like, killing it. Like, you know, when you see other Aussies that you've followed for ages, like, really just, like, excel. And it makes me so excited. Like, when just like Australians do really well overseas or like
so
just
cool.
Get huge, it's just like, oh, just makes me feel so proud. It's so dumb, but like I hope that one day people are saying that about me because I've just really put myself out there just then. I've like made fake friends with people on the internet. I'm like, hello, don't forget about me. I just before we started recording this, I saw that, you know, a few months ago, how Allens came out and they said that they acknowledged the racist names of Redskins and Chicos. Did you see today that they're going to rename them?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, Redskins are going to be Red Rippers.
Okay.
And Chicos are going to be Cheekies.
I don't mind that.
Yeah. I think that's really nice.
Yeah,
a Red job. Ripper. A Red Ripper. That makes more fucking sense than calling it a Redskin.
Yeah.
Like, that red, actually just makes red more sense. Great. Yeah. And like, the little logos and stuff are real cute that they've released. I really like that. I know that
they
lots
are
of,
cute, aren't they?
Yeah. I reckon lots of people would come out and be like, oh, political correctness gone mad. But, like, you're fucking obviously a privileged white person that's like, oh, why do we have to change it? I'm like, well, if someone's offended or upset by something, then we should change it. But I really like that they actually did that because I think it's really important for our growth.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is as well, like, it doesn't – like, them rebranding it, like, it's not – it doesn't take much to do that, you know.
Yeah,
like it's a very
100%.
It's a small step that goes like a massive way, right? Like it makes a big impact and it says lots about it. But it's like it's actually not that much for them to do.
And also, it doesn't affect anybody negatively. Leaving it the way that it does affects people negatively, but changing it, like, who is going to go, oh, I'm really offended that now it's called a Red Ripper? Like, anybody that says that is just butt hurt that it's changed, you know? And I just fucking hate that, like, attitude. But, yeah, it just, like, made me really happy when I saw that because I thought that was a really nice step.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And I guess because at the moment all the news is shit. Like, news around the world is just, like, harrowing news of, you know, like, COVID stories and, you know, people that are, like, not doing very well because they lost their job during COVID and, you know, all that. And it's just, I don't know, it was just nice to see something that felt, like, a bit nice.
Mm.
Do you have any stories? Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, on a similar vein, like, Grace and I went out on the weekend into Fed Square for like Saturday night's our date night, and so we went out and made a night of it. And so in Fed Square they have these light displays.
The rainbow thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rainbow things. They're like these cool like archways that like glow. They've got
So
like-
the idea behind it is that it's like the rainbow at the end of the storm for Melbourne, right? That it's like to signify that we've gotten through this really hard time and it's like beautiful thing to look at the end. Yeah. Really, really cool.
It was
lovely.
Look at me,
though. I'm across the news.
I know. we just sat there and we probably just sat there for like maybe like an hour and we just like, yeah, just listening to it because they played like ambient noises and stuff that was like soothing and just watching people run through them, kids running around. But the best bit was there's, you know, in like live productions or anywhere where they have to cover up power cables, they
use
those
like
little platforms.
Cable trap thing.
Yeah. So they have one of those. But I would say one in two people
like stumbled over it.
Tripping over every time. And it just like the first year was like, oh my God. And then by the end of it, we were just pissing ourselves.
Because every single person
and, was. And we were like 5 meters away. So like it was very obvious like when someone tripped, we're just pissing ourselves. But it was so funny. And it's like felt like this bloke was filming in his big camera, holding it with the tripod, trips and like stumbles and runs and just absolute nightmare.
But it's very funny. There's nothing worse than tripping with no one with you. Like if people are with you, you can recover and like laugh about it. But when you're on your own, you're just like, oh, like you can't laugh about it because you're there by yourself. So you just have to kind of go like, ooh, like you know how you kind of make that noise when you're like, ooh, and then.
It was just the funniest thing, just watching people trip. I don't know. Oh. It was just, yeah,
it's very pretty funny. Wholesome, I guess. It's no one like got hurt or anything. It's it's like a nice thing to do. Nah, I like see stuff like that. I saw as well that this is all around Australia as well, not just Melbourne. That like our Sky show is cancelled. Like the fireworks, they're not doing the fireworks, and it's the same in WA. Obviously, that's where I'm from, so I see the news from there all the time. I saw someone comment like, "Oh, taking the fireworks away, another thing that you're taking away from the kids and stuff like that." And I was like, "But there's so much stuff that you can do, like the rainbow archway that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much stuff that you can do. You just have to go and find it." And like, I don't think that kids really care about fireworks, to be honest.
Well, who's awake for fire? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I think fireworks are so fucking overrated.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, think about how much money they spend on
that. They cost so much money. But, like, you see one fireworks display, you've seen them all.
Yeah.
You've seen them all. They all look the same. I get that they're a feat of engineering and the design is incredible and all of that, and I respect it as an art form. But in terms of, like, at the end of the royal show and, like, at the, New Year's or, all of those celebration-y type of days, and they do it, and I'm just like, fuck, it's costing you $500,000 or something, and they go for so long now.
Oh, yeah.
Fireworks displays, they go for, like, sometimes, like, 20, 30 minutes. It's too fucking long. When I lived in Bunbury, so my first radio job, oh, my God, I've mentioned that twice today. Sorry, everyone. But I did the, Sky Show soundtrack. So I created a massive soundscape to go with the fireworks, which is really, really cool. So I designed it all and they designed the fireworks around what I made. Mm. So like any songs where it went like pew, 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 like the fireworks went pew, pew, pew. Anyway, it was really, really cool. But it went for like 22 and a half minutes, I think. That's a long fucking time. You can't tell me that fireworks are for kids because kids can't even sit still for 3 minutes for one song, let alone a massive montage of music and, like, noise that goes for 22 minutes. And also, bad for dogs, isn't it? Fireworks.
Yeah.
Bad for animals.
I don't want to go down the death route, but I was just trying to Google how many
do people die from fireworks?
I think so, yeah.
Why?
Definitely dangerous.
Oh, but like, the operators die. Like, the technicians.
Pyrotechnicians. No, this is more just like home sort of 10,000 injuries were treated in the US hospital emergency department during the calendar year of 2019. For fireworks related injuries, yeah.
Wow, that seems very high. I didn't even know that fireworks were legal.
Oh, they are in the US, I think. Not here.
I thought they were only. I thought they were illegal in the US, but they were legal in like Mexico, and not. No, I didn't think about Canada. Maybe because I just remember that there's like a Simpsons episode from years ago where Homer tries to buy fireworks for the 4th of July, and Apu like takes him around the back of the Quickie Mart to give them to him because they're illegal. That's where my knowledge comes from, old Simpsons episodes.
Yeah.
Is that not factual? You're joking. I can't believe it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you think about the money that goes into the fireworks, that art installation wouldn't have cost heaps. Like,
yeah, but it's there and people can go and view it if they want to.
Kids were running around for like 25 minutes, just run, like, just
But you can go there if you want to. You don't have to. You could go there every fucking night if you want. Like, fill your boots. But, you know, it doesn't really hurt anybody. And I think fireworks are one of those things that have kind of, like, they haven't really moved with the times. You know, I feel like it's an old thing. Like, it's just, we've just kind of moved past it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, not like fashion, but just like people like a bit more woke now. And they're like, do we need to spend that much money on that? If, like, there's other ways that people, the public can enjoy themselves for less money and, like, less disruption.
Yeah, for sure.
It's quite a political episode of One Trick Tony, the podcast. I quite like it, though. I hope other people don't hate it.
That's been fun.
They might hate the beginning. They might hate the beginning.
That's okay.
Or when we talked about all those people that died from heart disease.
Yeah, not ideal, is it?
That wasn't great. I'm sorry, everybody. We just thought it'd be nice. Well, we didn't think it would be nice. Oh, when did you put your Christmas tree up?
I would say start of December.
Like, religiously the 1st of December and not a day before?
Nah, we're not super...
Okay, yep.
We're not, like, if it's the 3rd of December, that's, like that weekend, the weekend of the 1st of December.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're not, like, if it's a Monday, we're not doing it on a Monday, you know? Yeah.
Is it a big family thing for you?
Nah. Oh, okay. It's probably gone, I think it was, and then it's when more just, like, can't be bothered and, like, now. And yeah. So, it's mum and dad is, oh, well, can you put the tree up or sort of offloaded the...
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then, like, last year I did it and I put all the decorations on, and then my brother came in and he's like, nah, not happy with it. So I was like, oh, well, you fix up all the decorations. And so he just moved them all and
Is he older than you or younger?
Yeah. No, 1 year older.
Oh, okay. 1 year.
Yep.
Yeah, right. That's close.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Is he your only brother?
No, I've got a younger sibling as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
There's someone in the world that's younger than you.
2 years, yep.
Is that a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Oh, three boys. Your poor mum. Oh, I bet you people say that all the fucking time. Oh, your poor mum. Anyway, well, my family, when my mum was around, so when we were all growing up, and even after everybody moved out of home and I was the only kid at home, we always religiously, 1st of December, the tree would go up. Even if it was the middle of the week or a Monday or something, we would have, like, a massive dinner and it would be, like, a big celebration. And it was just every year, and we would, like, put the tree up. And it's, like, the biggest honour that you could get would be putting the angel on top of the tree. Like, sure. Mum would pick someone every year. And we would, like, put all the, like, all the – and we would listen to this one Christmas album that Mum liked. And it was it was so awful. I love it, but it's awful. It's Anne Murray and Kenny Rogers singing Christmas songs. So, it's, like, country-style Christmas songs. It's – just listening back on it now, I like it because of the memories, but, like, actually it's awful. But anyway, and then we would, like, to put all the lights on the tree. And then this is so dorky. And then we would walk across the road so that we could see our tree from the road. So that we could see what people would see when they were, like, driving or walking by. Oh, and it's so wholesome. But I remember it being, like, a massive event. Like, all of us loved it. It's, like, so sweet and so wholesome. And all of us being like, oh, I can't wait till we walk across the road and, like, look at the tree. Like, so sweet. And, like, since my mum passed away and I, like, moved out of home and all of that, like, I've definitely not been – because she was so – my mum was so, so into Christmas, like, absolutely loved it. So, we all did. And, like, when she passed away, it just kind of, like, faded away a bit. And this year I was like, you know what? Nah, I'm going to really enjoy Christmas this year. And I ordered myself a massive fucking tree.
Oh, great.
Like this huge tree. It arrived today.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And it's like, it's 210 centimeters tall. So it's like, it's huge. Oh. And I bought a half tree. So it's like got got a flat back so that it will fit in our apartment.
Great. That's so good.
I know. Isn't that just like such a good and adult investment?
Oh, it's so great.
And so it's got like the flat back on it so we can put it like, so you can like butt it right up against the wall.
Yeah.
Or like into a corner or whatever.
That's so great.
I'm so excited because I'm going to go and buy some like really nice decorations. So I need to know what like color scheme I should go. Because my friend Jane, she suggested like a white, silver and gold, like very classic Christmas theme. But I'm not really sure what I'm going to go yet. Maybe if anybody's got any suggestions, maybe we'll do a little poll on Instagram or something. Very exciting. Decorate my tree. But yeah, so I decided I'm going to fucking smash Christmas this year. I'm so excited. And this tree is fucking huge. And I'm so, so excited. I'm going to literally just have Christmas music going all the time, but not before the first because that's illegal.
That's so exciting.
I know. I'm really, really excited. And I said to Torbs, like, I'm going to buy a tree. I'm really excited about it. And he said, okay, great. He's so supportive. I fucking love him. He's so good. And yeah, I'm so happy.
I love the light because we've got like a little balcony outside and it's sort of got, so we get like our lights and we dangle them down. It's so, I love it.
Oh my God, I could do that on my balcony.
Yeah, do it. That would be so great.
Oh my God.
God. Dad used to really get into it. Like we had like a reindeer and like it was one of those LED ones that we hung up as well. It was like in front of the glass, like our glass window on the balcony. It lost one of its legs, like the light just went off, so and it like lost another one, so then the next year we binned it.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, love it.
See, I just think that all that stuff is just so wholesome. Like, you have to be a really special type of person to, like, put up outside lights for other people to enjoy.
Mm.
Like, because it's literally, because you can't see it, right? I mean, your Christmas tree is a little bit different, but putting lights up outside is just so fucking wholesome. Like, there's just something about it because you can't see it yourself. You use your own power for it. But then when you go like Christmas light hunting.
Yes.
So my sister and her husband and I used to go every Christmas Eve. So the 23rd of December, we used to go every 23rd of December, Christmas Eve, we would go and we would go Christmas light hunting like around our area because there were in Perth, there's some fucking wicked streets. Like they are absolutely turned up. One of them, there's a really, really famous one. I can't remember the name of it. Consulate Court is one of them. It's a really, really famous one. And there's another street. Anyway, and you wouldn't be able to drive down the street. You'd have to park like five streets away and walk down there so that you could walk through the street.
Mm.
And isn't that just the most beautiful thing in the world? And they always like are raising money for like cancer foundations and
it's so lovely, isn't it?
I love Christmas so much. so wholesome.
Yeah, the people down the road from us, like, they do a great job just, like, really decking their whole place out.
But you just have to be such a nice person because you're doing that for your community, like, it's not for you.
What is a little bit of a flex just being like, I've got the best Christmas decoration?
And
like,
because they're pretty fucking expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't have a house. I'm not fucking Ricky Martin. But, again, the only celebrity I could think of. I don't know what's wrong with me. But, you know, I don't have a house. But I don't have enough money to, like, go and deck the halls with boughs of holly. Again, only thing I could think of. But, like, decking your house out, like, Santa's on the roof and reindeer's on the thing and fucking lights everywhere. Like, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess you buy them once and you're just reusing them every year.
That's a good point, actually. It's an investment, a future investment. Okay. Let's read some reviews. We've talked enough today, I feel. I think people are over it. Oh, no, my little Google thing's logged out where the reviews are. Log back in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Do you want me to start with one?
It says it's logging in, but it's not doing it. What's happening? Oh, it's logging in. Yeah, you do one, though.
Okay, great.
Love to share the load.
Okay, what should we do? So, we actually got an email.
What?
Yep.
Someone emailed?
Yeah, we got an email from Jordan.
What does it say?
So, Jordan says, hi, Tony. Just wanted to say a huge thanks.
We've never gotten an email before.
I know. Just wanted to say a huge thanks. I was leaving work and completely forgot to steal the coffee grounds from the kitchen for my garden. But luckily, I put your podcast on to drive home. And the subject of the conversation, coffee grounds. What are the odds? So I quickly ran inside and grabbed them and got them before the cleaner binned them. Also, now I have more ideas on how to use them. I thought maybe I'd steal some more and I'd make them to use coffee scrubs as gifts this Christmas. And thought you could as well. Force those coffee grounds on people. Love your work, Jordan. P.S. Sorry if this is boring content and not what you intended the email to be used as.
Oh, my God. I actually might cry. How I think sweet. It's just because we were just talking about Christmas. So can he give them his Christmas gifts? Oh my God, that's so sweet. I'm gonna blow my nose. Oh my God, I blow my nose like an old man. It's like a real honk. That's so fucking cute. Oh, should we send Jordan something?
Yeah, we can send Jordan something.
Yeah, oh, well, actually, well, fuck sorry, you. You don't do anything. Yeah. I actually, I'm actually like 5 weeks behind.
You mentioned this every week.
I know. I'm so far behind. I feel so bad. They're all sitting here. I've got them. I'm just too lazy. I actually just got this gift wrapping station. Maybe I'll wrap them all up in Christmas.
Oh, that could be cute. Oh, maybe we could send them out for Christmas. Well, you could.
I can. Yeah, actually, maybe I'll say that that was my intention all along and I wanted them to have a Christmas gift from me.
Yeah, great.
Okay. All right. Reviews. Oh. Okay. Would you like to do the... Oh, I'll do the first one because you just did one.
Okay, great.
Okay. This one's from Jacinta. Not a very creative name. That's fine. Tony, love you, girl. Oh, you're so hilarious and have absolutely drawn me in with your amazing personality and raw energy. Some of the stuff you talk about, I would never have the guts to be that open with anyone. Oh, God. Should I say less stuff? Oh, my God.
Not at all.
You make me smile and I look forward to many more potties to come. Have a beautiful day. Oh, Jacinta, sorry for saying that you had a boring name. Love you. Oh, love that. You can do Tori.
Okay. Tori with two eyes, 2134.
Oh, beautiful.
Am I Tony? My absolute favorite potty. Tony, oh. I love your wicked sense of humor and your banter with Payson.
It's a fake profile.
However, I must seriously say I'm a bit scared about how much you and I are alike. Obsessions with Zoe Foster Blake, pedantic shopping lists. Yep. We both have fringes and many others. Lol. You make me feel like I'm a friend and have this gut feeling I'll be telling people how I've loved you since the beginning when you're super rich and famous.
That's so sweet. Fuck you, Tori. That's beautiful. Okay. This last one is from Maddie FGKJH, and I know who this is because that's such a shit username and I don't know anybody that else would have it. And you can tell from the content. I absolutely love my Tony time every Thursday. This podcast is amazing. Never fails to make me laugh. Love playing the Scattergories dice game with you both. Sorry, Maddie, we didn't play it today. I'm probably the only person worse than Payson at the game. Love you guys. Thank you, Maddie. I will not be sending you a Mars bar, though. I don't need to make friends with friends I've already got. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And
makes sense.
You know what I would like to point out? That every week we read out reviews. We read out three. And they are always glowing. I would just like to point out that we don't pick good ones. You, like, Payson just picks them at random. They're just whichever ones he gets, but there's actually just no fucking negative ones. So we can't read a negative review. It makes me sound like I'm really wanking myself up. I'm like, oh my God, Tony, we're so pretty and funny and we're so like, but it's really not like that. Literally, they're just all so fucking good because this podcast is so good. So if you would like to leave a bad review, that would be fine. But please don't, unless you really feel that way, and in which we encourage you to speech your mind.
Speech great. Your mind.
Speech your mind. Speech your mind. Wait, what is that song? Free your mind. That's what I was thinking of. You wouldn't know that song. It's from earlier than last week. Okay. Anyway, all right. Well, thank you so much for listening today to our 16th episode. With no connotations. It's been an amazing day. And sorry, I got a little bit heavy in the middle there. Hopefully no one hated that. And make sure that if you like this podcast or if you liked the last episode that we did with the Mitches, that there's an episode that I did with them on their podcast feed as well that features me, which is really, really fun. So if you haven't, make sure you go and like and subscribe there. Wait, do you like it or did you just subscribe?
You just subscribe.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I sound 100.
You sound like a YouTuber. Subscribe, and peace.
Oh, yeah. Like, comment, subscribe. make sure that you subscribe to their podcast as well, but not before you've subscribed to this one.
Mm.
Or I'll fucking kill you. Oh, sorry. No, I won't. I'm not heart disease.
Crawl through the window.
I'm not heart disease or better a chair. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. We absolutely love you. You can find us on Instagram at One Trick Tony Show. You can email us, write letters to us, everything. It's all the information's on Instagram. And we'll see you next week. Amazing. Goodbye.
See ya.
Love you. Not you, the people that are listening. Because it's weird if I say it to you. Payson, I've got a boyfriend.